What a week for media stories. Today, of course, the firings of both Matt Lauer at NBC and Garrison Keillor at MPR, Minnesota Public Radio, over sexual harassment allegations grabbed everyone's attention. Those stories are just the latest in bombshells that have hit the media industry. Add to the story of Project Veritas and the attempts to trick Washington Post reporters into a fake story about Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, and you'd say this has been a banner week for media. My guest tonight can be heard on Public Radio's On the Media, the nationally syndicated radio program that comes out of WNYC, is one of the best around. It's co-hosted by Brooke Gladstone, and my guest tonight, Bob Garfield. Garfield, longtime journalist and commentator, is going to be at the Park West next Saturday night, December 9th, with his show Ruggedly Jewish, an evening with Bob Garfield. Bob Garfield, welcome to The Download.
Well, thank you, Justin.
So I know you as a – I love On the Media. I've always been a fan of the show. I've known you as a commentator and a journalist. I haven't known you as much as a one-man show performer. Talk about where this idea comes from to do this show, Ruggedly Jewish.
Well, I grant you that my one-man show resume is a little thin. It's limited to the one. But it comes from a lifetime of experience as a my fraught relationship with my own religion, with weirdly enough, my 15 or 20 years on the road for the All Things Considered show on NPR, where I traveled the countryside looking for American eccentrics who, it turned out, had as some connective tissue there. They had something in common, which it took me a while to discover. That thing that they had in common was they were trying to improve themselves according to their notion of the American dream, and find their identity via self-improvement. And there were a lot of harebrained schemes to do just that, which I found amusing at the time, but also ultimately quite revealing. And, also the country is in the middle of its own sort of search for identity, and as expressed in identity politics of various stripes, and most particularly the rise of the alt-right, which I think can be credited to a decades-long sense of having lost their American identity, or what their perception is of what being American was all about. Mm-hmm. And those of all of those elements are, you know, I don't know if you ever went to camp and made lanyards out of GIMP, you know, GIMP?
Sure.
Well, I take four or five pieces of GIMP and I weave them together, and Ruggedly Jewish is, well, it's a lanyard, Justin. It's a multimedia lanyard with dead cats and live cats and gunplay and singing and dancing, a whole mess of weird stories, some very harrowing moments, some ugly glimpses of fascism, and why, you just name it.
Well, Bob, it's interesting because I always think people might think, you know, because you perform, you're on the media, you're a broadcaster, commentator, analyst, you've done this forever, you've had a life in telling stories, that it'd be an easy transition to the stage, is it?
Yeah, that's kind of like, yeah, you have cut down a little birch tree in your backyard with a chainsaw, so it's easy to juggle six of them. It isn't easy to juggle six chainsaws. It's really an experience. You know, I've been a critic for most of my career, including criticism of acting as a movie and an advertising critic, and you know, I think I'm pretty astute at figuring out how not to do it. It turns out that's a different set of skills than knowing how to do it. And while I am, I guess, a natural performer, I have no experience on the stage, and I, you know, truthfully don't know what I'm doing, and I'm blundering my way through. But you know, the audiences so far seem to be pretty satisfied because It's an unusual theater evening, let me put it to you that way.
Bob Garfield, Ruggedly Jewish, an evening with Bob Garfield, will be next Saturday night at the Park West. Garfield, of course, the co-host of On the Media, as well as a longtime journalist and commentator, critic as well. Yeah, I'm glad to have you tonight. I mean, it's amazing to have someone of your caliber to talk about the media because so much is happening. I wanted to get your thoughts on the stories today, Matt Lauer and Garrison Keillor, with the onslaught from the White House in terms of, you know, the hashtag fake news and the already kind of reputation that the media has with middle America. You get to see the polls that come out, and people always talk about the media being lower down at the bottom by trial lawyers. What do these kind of stories, when it comes to abuse of power, sexual harassment, things of these nature, do for the reputation of the media in general?
I don't think it's that big of an issue. The media have a bad reputation. I make a living actually documenting the things the media organizations actually do wrong. And then there is this whole series of myths that the political right likes to trade in about what they perceive the media to be doing wrong, like inventing stories out of whole cloth and unfairly criticizing the president and having some sort of anti-American agenda, all of which is baloney. You know, one thing I can say about this moment is I think I would draw the opposite conclusion, and that is while the America is bitterly divided, such as never before, I think in close to a century, the one thing that brings us all together is that liberal Y chromosomes and conservative Y chromosomes all behave the same. And they, their predatory behavior among powerful men knows no political party, and it knows no ideology. It's an equal opportunity grotesquerie. And the reason that so many media people have been in the news is because it started, I guess, with Harvey Weinstein, this whole avalanche. And so it's naturally that the women in media are more emboldened than others to come forward. But I am as certain of this as I've ever been certain of anything, and that is that this touches absolutely every industry, absolutely every walk of life. And, you know, it's not just high name recognition, powerful big shots. It's completely anonymous, local big shots, and tavern owners and fast food managers and everyone in between. Because this isn't about media. This is about male abuse of power and, unbridled sexual impulses. It's when, I don't want to get too much of a sermon here, but I think what it breaks down to is that men are beasts and civilization is supposed to moderate people's behavior. And whatever, sort of primal instincts you have, civilization is supposed to make you respect people so we can all, live together in the same world. But, what we clearly know now is that men in high positions are very bad at the civilized part.
Well, today's stories, of course, with Matt Lauer and with Garrison Keillor, kind of take the pressure a little bit off of what we saw earlier this week from Project Veritas and this idea of trying to – this gotcha organization that's trying to trick the Washington Post into reporting fake news, the reason being to show that they're biased, but at the same time possibly to confuse and disorient or cloud the serious allegations that are against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. This was amazing. I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter in the last couple of days just about whether or not this kind of journalism, the showing how the sausage is made, the Washington Post coming forward, writing the story, showing how they fact check, showing how they go through a story and weed out when something like this comes through. Is this a good thing for the media, or is this something that is more sort of shoegazing or not necessarily what people want to read?
Well, is it a good thing for the media? Sure, it's better that media using due diligence and the basic reporting techniques that they bring to bear on almost all of the stories that they do are able to uncover scoundrels like Project Veritas's attempt to ensnare them into a dirty trick trap. Now, this organization is a right-wing group that under false pretenses gets and using false identities and false stories, gets interviews with people in the media, and then either gets them to say self-indicting things or not, but in any case, takes the tape and moves it around, manipulates it, cuts it, rearranges it to create the worst possible impression, but ultimately just big fat lies. They are liars, ironically, Project Veritas, which is Latin for truth, their goal is to show that the mainstream media are deceitful and liars and have an agenda, but their tactics are to lie themselves. And to the extent that is news to anybody, that's great. But most of the people who are their audience, Project Veritas's, are simply, they've already made up their minds. They subscribe to an ideology that only works if the media are liars. And the president tells them that every day. The media are not liars. They make mistakes, thank God, or I would have no way to make a living. But whatever this disgrace of a president has to say, there is no there is the only fake news is coming out of social media scoundrels and Russian plants.
Well, Bob, let me ask you as we're wrapping up here, but I'm interested in whether or not this might have to be the way that the Washington Post and New York Times and other places who have been writing about these things and running into people like James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Do you see a future in which the media is more transparent with how they gather their material, how they gather their stories, to essentially cover their tracks for if they are in a situation where they're tricked by Veritas or something like that?
Well, I think we have the technology now to be more transparent, but our job is to find out information and distill it in the most palatable way, not to sort of share all of our files, and which is, it's a pretty onerous burden, and probably more distracting than helpful. And I don't think, although this was a delicious episode of the Washington Post trapping people trying to trap them, I hope that with a lot going on in the world, much of it horrible, that we don't have to spend a lot of time devoted to avoiding stings from right-wing bad guys, and that we can do the job that our audience pays us to do, which is to find out what's going on, to hold the government accountable, to answer questions that the public otherwise couldn't get answered, and to contextualize events that are sometimes very confusing. And every minute that we spend fending off politically motivated tricksters is, kind of a waste of resources.
Yeah. Bob Garfield is coming to Chicago with his show December 9th, Saturday night at Park West. It's called Ruggedly Jewish, An Evening with Bob Garfield. He's also the co-host of On the Media, great show on public radio that airs out of WNYC in New York. Bob, can't thank you enough for coming on the program. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
And in the spirit of transparency, Justin, there are no actual chainsaws in Ruggedly Jewish.
Good. Thanks. Thank you for the disclosure. We appreciate it. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.